This is Near FM
90.3.
Today, the rest of the show is dedicated to the Apprenticeship Fair 2024, which is taking part downstairs in the Civic Centre here on Bunratty Road. So now I am joined by John Mulhern. And John is from the School of Horticulture with Chagosk in the Botanic Gardens. John, you are very welcome for joining me. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Great. So obviously a bit of a buzz going on downstairs.
Yeah.
Just going to ask you a little. So tell us, I suppose we'll just get to it. Tell us about the organisation that you're here representing.
Yes. Thanks, Emma. So I work for Chagosk and we're based in the National Botanic Gardens, the beautiful setting. And we run our School of Horticulture there and we cater for students who want to follow a career path into horticulture. Students can do a certificate, an advanced certificate, or progress on to a degree with our partner, Southeast Technological University, all in the beautiful environs of the National Botanic Gardens in Glasnevin. So we have about 250 to 300 students each year that come through the programme.
Oh.
And the reason we're here at the Apprenticeship Fair is that in the past year we have embarked on an apprenticeship in horticulture,
okay,
which is a new 2-year programme,
right,
in conjunction with industry, whereby people can come forward and be trained as qualified horticulturalists on a 2-year earn and learn programme,
okay,
whereby they're block released into the college in the Botanic Gardens to do their coursework.
Okay, wow, that's brilliant. So within 2 years...
That's correct, yeah. It's I suppose, as people know, I mean, the apprenticeships have become very popular and the government have driven them through the Department of Education and Skills. And we're delighted to be part of that because, you know, we think horticulture is one of the key areas that training is afforded through apprenticeships, whereby people are actively out working in industry. They're gathering skills, they're gathering knowledge, and then when they come into the college in the Botanic Gardens, in the Chagas College, they do their coursework, they do their skills assessments, they do their project work, and they move on to year two. So it's a very good, we have a current crop of a class in the apprenticeship program. They're following a landscape stream.
Okay.
So they'll be soon completed year one of the program and ready to move on to year two. So they're currently employed, and actually they stretch from as far away as Sligo down to Kilkenny. So we have a national spread of this programme and they do their block release about 4 days a month in the college in the Botanic Gardens.
And as you said, what an amazing setting. It's such a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's 57 acres there and it's run by the Office of Public Works and they have a great team there and a fantastic amenity for the people of Ireland and the people of Dublin.
Yeah, absolutely agree, 100%. And could you tell us then, John, is there any kind of qualifications that somebody would need prior to applying for this?
So in applying for the apprenticeship, really we're looking for people to have a Leaving Cert,
okay,
or the equivalent of a Leaving Cert. Mm-hmm. And Leaving Cert, as people may know, is at level 5 on the National Framework of Qualifications. Now there is another qualification, it's the Certificate in Horticulture. That's at level 5 as well, and some people may have that. We actually run that qualification in Chagosk in the Botanics. That will qualify people as well. But there is, if they don't have that, they would need to be put forward by their approved employer and they'd need a minimum of about 48 weeks work experience under their belt in order to advance onto the programme.
Okay, so what you're saying is there are several avenues for
correct
people to take, and if somebody decided or was listening to this now, my goodness, that sounds like something I could do.
Yeah.
There are ways that they could go about preparing for it.
There is, and I would say to any young person that's considering a course in horticulture, this is a really, really great venture in terms of an apprenticeship because it's earn and learn simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get working with an approved employer, you're earning money from the get-go. You're following a course that you're really interested in, and you've made a strong commitment to it, and it'll bring you through to a very strong qualification at the end. One which will also advance you through maybe to, if you want, to a degree stage in horticulture and beyond. So the sky's the limit, really, with a qualification like this.
That's brilliant, John. And if somebody was looking for, as I said, wasn't here today, was looking for some information, where's best for them to go?
Well, I would say, first off, we have down in the Chagas College, we have our own open event, which is on Thursday the 21st, next Thursday week, down in the Botanic Gardens in our school, between 12 noon and 3 p.m. And everybody is more than welcome to come to that. We'll be talking about our apprenticeship in detail, showing them our facilities and showing them the National Botanic Gardens as well. That's a good place to go. But all of our information is on chagask.ie under the Botanic Gardens page.
Chagask.ie under the Botanic Gardens. And again, this will be podcast later on for anybody who is interested.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, John. And I'm also joined by Barry Lipton, and and Barry, you are the director of O'Brien Landscaping. As I said to you before, great branding, because I recognised it instantly.
That's good to see it's working.
So tell us about the organisation and what you guys are offering today.
Okay, so O'Brien Landscaping is based in Malahide, and we're also in Swords as well. We're Ireland's oldest landscape construction company.
Okay.
We've been in business, we're actually celebrating 60 years in business this year. We have between 80 and 120 staff, depending on the time of year.
Okay. A sizable operation then. 80 to 100, yeah.
And often, you know, oftentimes people think landscaper and you think guy in a van and turning up and putting in some plants in a back garden. The scale we operate on is slightly different. If you're in Dublin City, everywhere from Connolly Station to the Three Arena, either side of the Liffey,
right?
If it's green and it's on the ground or it's on a roof, we built it.
That's
we
brilliant.
Put it in place. So we're a large scale operation.
Okay.
Commercially focused. Other places around Dublin, you know, people will see, like East Point Business Park, people will know. We would have built that back in 96.
Okay.
And we specialise in highly complex landscape schemes. We offer design services. We offer the construction service, but also the ongoing management and maintenance of the schemes that we install.
Okay. And imagine you're pretty busy because it's one of those things that's really blown up in the last decade or so. You know, everybody wants their outside space to be pretty, and it's important.
But it's interesting. COVID, I think, had a really positive impact on people's perception of
their own space.
Because during COVID, the spaces we shared were not inside, they were outside. So people started to look at the quality of those spaces, and we see that from people's own back gardens all the way through to what the public are demanding for their public spaces, whether it's parks, whether it's streetscapes. So the level of investment is going up, the level of complexity is going up, and it's great, like myself and John are both here because we're both attempting to satisfy a growing need for a huge increase in skills. So traditionally in the past, horticulture or landscaping would have been something that you just learned along the way. That's not really fit for purpose anymore, I think, just because of the complexity of the environments that we work.
Yeah. Oh,
it's highly work.
Yeah.
So I suppose we're here today to engage with young people who are in education and try and encourage them to come into the field. It's not the easiest work in the world, but in a world where people question what their lives are about, landscaping is a really positive thing. And we find that people coming into this career, one of the great motivators is actually getting to the end of a day's work and looking back and knowing that you've made a positive contribution.
Yeah, not even that. Like there has been studies done about people working outside. It's so better for your well-being. It beats sitting in. Well, I love the studio in here, but you know, stuffy office. So before we go on, tell us a little bit about the apprenticeship programme that you're offering.
So there are two tracks that somebody coming into this sector can take. One is our internal training programme. So we will take people in. Another, we don't demand any formal qualification for entry to start with us. There's four things that people need to have when they come with us. They need a safe pass card. They need a manual handling certificate. They've got to be 18, and most importantly, they've got to be interested.
So main thing.
Our attitude with everybody coming through the door is, if you have those four things and really are interested, we will give you a start.
Great.
And from that point, it's down to what the person wants. So we've got our own internal track that can take a person who doesn't have formal qualifications. And many of the guys that that work with us started with no qualifications and have worked their way up through our track to now managing multi-million euro development projects.
Okay, yeah, as you said, a very, very much grown industry.
Yeah, so there's that track, and then there's the track with John through Chagas and the Botanic Gardens.
Okay.
So we have two people who work with us already who are interested in starting their programme in September. So they can stay working with us, but then they'll be on the release programme, because they feel, while they've been working with us for several years, they don't have a formal academic background. We're really, in terms of encouraging them and their own careers, we're delighted to engage with the Botanic Gardens and be able to provide that vehicle for them to be able to get a qualification.
Okay, so for talk's sake, John, when you were saying that you guys work alongside employers, say if someone didn't have their level five, it could be a case that they would be working with yourselves, Barry, for 48 weeks, you said, was it?
Yeah.
And then they could refer you on in. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what Barry has said, it hits the keynotes. The current iteration of the programme has allowed people who were existing employees to upskill.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of existing employees out there in businesses like Barry's that maybe joined it for whatever reason, and they jumped in and they got a start and they kept going, and now there's a chance for them to retain their employment status but gain the qualification as well. So there's a lot of people out there that we're reaching out to, and we're having conversations with, and they can progress through. But equally, for the sort of people we're meeting here today at the event, and there's so many young people that we're having great conversations with who, number one, want to work in the outdoor space. Number two, they don't want to work in the indoor space, and they're kind of looking at that, and they want to be in the fresh air. They want to contribute to the environment, to creating something. The reward that Barry mentioned at the end of a day's work is stellar. It's fantastic. You know, I was talking to two guys downstairs that were carpenters on a building site, and they're looking at this. They're in their second year of carpentry, but they want to look at this because they want to be outside.
I suppose it could be pretty linked, that kind of skill set.
Oh, completely. Yeah. I mean, there's transferable skills there that you can bring from one area to another. But there's lots of people that go into college, and college isn't for them. There's probably too many college courses in Ireland, and there's that stigma around college. Yeah, I got to go to college. This is college as well, because it's in FQ.
It's a third level education.
It's level six. Yeah. It's National Framework of Qualifications level six with advancement to degree, but you're getting paid from the get-go.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thanks so much. Okay, and Barry, you were mentioning that there was there another stream you were saying that they could go through?
Sorry, yourself? Yeah, there's really the two the streams. There's one, our internal programme, which doesn't require anything else, and then the second stream is through John.
Oh, I see.
Think it's,
great.
I think it's
I'll
just mention as well, in terms of, because of the varied career options that are there, like, so we will take guys in, no qualifications. And while you can work from a landscape technician, which is a sort of basic entry position, all the way up to senior contracts manager, there's other branches that come off this as well. So we would have people who get trained up in tractor driving, machine operation, in landscape establishment and maintenance. So there's lots of different. So as we always say to people, like, you may want to train in this, but it may turn out that it's not for you. That shouldn't be the end of your career.
You will still gain skills that you can. It's not like they're going to go to waste. Well, that is brilliant. And Barry, just let listeners know, if they wanted to find out a little bit more, or indeed get in touch with you, where's the best place to go?
Our website, o'brienlandscaping.com. There is a page, Work With Us, that's on that has all the information in terms of current jobs that are available there. But we also have a philosophy, which is, even if we don't have a job for you, we might be able to create one.
So get in contact is the main thing.
Get in contact. We'd sooner have your name and your details and where you're living and what you're interested in. And then when the opportunity does come up, we'll be in touch.
Well, that's fantastic. Thanks so much to you both today for coming in, and enjoy the rest of the day.
This is Lear FM
90.3.